trae Argentina al mundo.
The Conversation. A radio space to tune into every Wednesday on Rai. Argentina to the world.
On Wednesdays, we always bring you our segment on interviews. And today, as part of our interview cycle, we're going to be talking about Bollywood dance. Well, we've got a special guest to talk about this issue. Manisha Chauhan is here in the studio. Welcome to Rai Argentina to the World, Manisha.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, Manisha, why don't you tell us, before we talk a little bit about Bollywood dance, and I know, like many Argentines, just the superficial aspects of it, just on the billboards and a little bit of the music, but I'm sure there is a lot to talk about it. Why don't you tell us about your story? How are you in Argentina? Why are you here?
Yeah, I'm Indian from Delhi, and I got married with one Argentine man.
Which, whom you met where?
I met him in India because we used to practice Sahaj Yoga of meditation. Mm-hmm. So we both wanted to get married with someone who also practices Sahaj Yoga. Mm. So our desires, we expressed to our guru, and she chose us for both of us.
Oh, okay. So this, your Argentine husband was in India practicing yoga, and that's where you met him.
He went there to one seminar, and we met there, and we got married.
And you
married
chased
there.
Him here.
Yes. So I came here in 2001. Mm-hmm. Difficult time for Argentina.
Oh yeah. Do you think so?
So I'm here after a few years of living in Argentina. I started to dance, because dance was like for me was like hobby, only the hobby I had. Mm-hmm. Like passion. I used to dance so much in India. So after a few years in Argentina, I with the support of Embassy of India, mm-hmm. I started again.
And you make it your profession.
So yes,
let me get this straight. You dance back in India, but as a hobby.
Yes.
But in Argentina, you made it your profession, your occupation.
Yeah, yeah.
Your main occupation.
Because I was invited in shows and all. Then I started to give classes. So I had that technique of dance and of teaching dance. So I started, and now I'm completing this year 10 years of my dance school in Buenos Aires.
You have a dance school specialized in Bollywood dance in other styles?
No, only Bollywood dance and Indian culture. Because actually Bollywood is very connected to our culture.
Uh-huh.
So
of course.
You cannot learn or dance Bollywood correctly if you don't know about the Indian culture.
How is that? I mean, you need to know the culture to properly express dance.
Of course, yes.
Well, I'm sure that applies to every dance, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Because Bollywood dance is coming from Bollywood movies.
Of course.
And Bollywood movies are like our reflection of our society in India,
yes.
Most of them. No?
Mm-hmm.
So we see all culture, all traditions. That's why like dance is so important, because in India, dance is very normal. Everybody dances. Men, women, children. Mm-hmm. So dance is like very important part of our society. Mm-hmm. It also makes us happy all the time. Mm-hmm. No?
But Bollywood, until I started preparing for this interview with you, I thought that Bollywood was like a film genre, like a movie style. And now I got to learn that it's a specific type of dance. So you tell me that those choreographies that we see in those movies are a specific style, or are they based on like folk rhythms that are ancestral in India, or is a combination of everything? Where does it come from?
It's like mix of many dances of India, because in India, India is a big country.
It's a massive country,
and we have many states with different culture also. There, like in every state, you will find something very different. So also we have our folk dances different, like every state has own folk dance. So in Bollywood, we mix everything. there also is like we have so much Western styles also.
Western styles that have in Bollywood, influence,
yes.
Of course.
But 80% you will find like our traditional dance there. It can be of any state, any style. No? The base, the important base is Indian always.
Indian, yeah. Like Indian folk
style. Indian folk style or traditional or classical. Like we are very, we love our culture. So we use it and we show it all the time. Also in Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
And depends on the song, which rhythm, which tradition, which culture it has. And so you start to make the choreography over that music. And also you have to take care of what you have to use as costume. And the most important part in Bollywood songs, that songs are saying something. So when you dance, you have to express and you have to show that.
Through your body, yeah. I suppose.
For example, if in the song the man is saying, I love you, then we have to show that with our
with
expressions.
With a step,
yes.
With a movement. It's interesting. The choreographical part that looks so good on films, that is, you would say it's a Western influence or dancing so...
No, because we have in Indian culture, we have so much like many, many years before also, like this is our culture. We get together and we dance in every city, every village. So that is also it shows in Bollywood. Mm-hmm. Na? And yes, Western, it has its own influence on Bollywood because as in West, you see India so exciting. Na? So we also see in India the Western culture very exciting. And it shows in Bollywood also. But I can say maybe 30-40% of Bollywood you can see like Westernized. Mm. Otherwise, the base and all is like
more
India.
That is very
because
clear.
Indian culture is... It's very strong in us. Like we love our culture, so I think it will always we will show in our movies and in our dances. And my style of Bollywood, it's more Indian because as I live here, so I know that people here want to show, want to see the Indian culture
rather than Hollywood culture.
I use if I like some song like Western song, I use also. But my view is more Indian.
Like. You were saying about the importance of the costume, and I can't dance. I don't dance. No, I like watching, but I don't dance. Like many male porteños, as you have noticed, you pointed out that in India everybody dances, and the same applies to practically all of Argentina, not Buenos Aires, because as you will know, tango is not something that everybody practices in Buenos Aires. But as you go to Santiago del Estero or other provinces of Argentina, there you find people connected with dance. So, what I've noticed is that every dance has got like its clothing item, its costume, which is key in performing the dance. You just said it, and I wanna ask you, just like the shoes are so central in the high heel shoes in tango, what would be the clothing item for dancing Bollywood?
Like central shoes?
No, anything. I mean, like key item that you can't miss that you need to get when you start dancing Bollywood. You need to get what?
Yeah, like. Always, it's better to have something traditional, na? Like women, we use saris, like it's like one cloth of material of 6 meters, and salwar kameez, or lehenga choli. These three dresses are typical of Indian culture, so we try to use this. Depends on which song, which cloth suits more, na? Like. Some songs are good for saris, but another there is one song or choreography of Punjab, that is another state, salwar kameez we have from that state, and when we have some dance of that state, it's better to use salwar kameez. Lehenga choli, it's like always you can use because it fits in every
because there
song.
Are some dresses that have some little things that make sounds to the rhythm of the music, of course. Am I right?
You know, we have so many things, but it's in Bollywood, it's not so necessary because as I told you, Bollywood is like mix of everything. We don't go deeply of any typical dance. Now, like any folk, if you want to learn original folk, then you have to learn that folk. Or classical, go to like deep with one master of that classical dance. Bollywood is like, it's like mix of everything. The most important is for Bollywood is like, yes, basic steps that we do to move our feet and our hips and our body.
You dance in couples, like embracing each other, or is it more like an isolated... Is it necessary to?
No, it's not necessary to touch, because in Indian culture, we are not used to touch to man woman so freely. Only husband wife we touch each other.
Yeah.
In Bollywood it shows, yes. So sometimes little bit, but not so much.
Yeah, it's not in couples.
It's very romantic, mm-hmm. but not so much touching.
Not so explicit as tango.
Yes.
What's been the reception here in Buenos Aires? I suppose that after 17 years and after 10 years of having your school, you have a lot of stories to tell about the people's interest.
Yes. Always I was very welcomed here. Since first day, I felt very comfortable. And now I have, many people, always they support me. They would go to my shows or in any seminar, because also I started to visit different provincias here, different states, to give my seminars, my shows.
Seminars on Bollywood dance and Indian culture as well.
Yes. This is my style. Everybody knows that what I do, it's pure Indian. Mm-hmm. And also this is original Bollywood also, because we say there is in West, there is another style of Bollywood. I say Bollywood Western style, mm-hmm. because that is little different than original Bollywood.
Yeah. Well, so I'm sure that it happens with so many things. I heard the same thing about Chinese food. There is a Chinese food in Argentina, different style in London, they have the food in China.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose it's the same with Bollywood.
So as people started to know about me, they wanted to learn and they wanted to meet. So I was very welcomed and very loved.
And what about your students at your school here in Buenos Aires? How many students you have?
I have now around 60 students, yes. And they are very nice. Of course, I'm very strict teacher.
As it should be.
And as you know, to learn something nicely, you have to follow one discipline. You have to follow some rules. So I'm strict in that way. And luckily, I find those students that I can work with.
Committed
them.
To learning.
So this year we are around 60. And every year I increase 15, 20, but I'm very careful. I clear in starting that, everything is nice, we love dancing, but here I need some discipline. Mm-hmm. So maybe they come 30, then I keep finally with 15 and 20, because those 10, they were not so ready for my discipline. No?
And it's also a very good exercise, I suppose, because you need to move a lot.
Yes. And also if you like dancing, it's the best therapy you can have, because you really enjoy. You don't many times I listen to my students. That day one student, female, she was saying that my family says that you are so changed. Now you laugh, we can see you happy. And you did so many therapy in past, but now really we see the change, how the dance changed you.
And
this is like if somebody likes singing, we should sing. It's like that.
Not the first time I heard that. It's a therapy.
Yeah.
And you do exhibitions with your students every now and then?
Yes. And in December, every December, I present one annual show where we show all work of whole year. And that is not only muestra del año, you know? It's not like only the one muestra, boring muestra of 3 hours. No, we try to make proper show.
An entertaining show.
Entertaining show. And you can ask anyone if anyone had been in my show. Those shows are very professional, very entertaining, and people, they don't want to go. I have to tell them, the show is finished next year.
I totally understand the concept. Because I have young children. I go to the end of the year school act. I go because it's my children. But it's a long 2 hours.
So I try to make the show very professional. And that's why I try to to teach my students everything before the show, and it's very organized. I'm very organized, otherwise it's impossible to do something like that.
And you say you have the endorsement, the support of the Indian Embassy. That's quite a backing.
Yes. For they your are venture. Always with me since I started with them. Mm-hmm. So and they are very, very humble with me, with me, with my students. Whenever they have something important occasion, they invite us to dance. And I was last week in Buenos Aires Celebra India. I closed the event with my students. Always they give me the best place, and because also I fulfill their desire. Whatever they need, I'm there and I give my best.
Mm-hmm.
So we have very good relation.
How was the street event, the Buenos Aires Celebra?
Very
India?
Nice.
It's,
very
it's
nice.
Always huge. People are really into...
15,000
how many?
We had 15,000.
Wow. Very Avenida nice. De Mayo.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Avenida de Mayo, like Central Avenue here in BA, that is turned into a pedestrian alley for several hours.
Yes.
With an event focused on a single country's culture,
yeah.
In this case, India.
Yeah, we started around 12 and it closed around 6 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice with shops of clothes, food, dance, singing, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many people enjoyed that, yeah.
Well, this has been very, very interesting. Manisha Chauhan is in the studios of Raya to tell us about, well, her school of Bollywood dance and not only dancing, but also Indian culture. Manisha, is there a website, a Facebook group, Instagram, social media people can go to, listeners can go to get
yes.
to learn more about this?
In Facebook and in Instagram, you can find me like Manisha Chauhan. Then I have my website, namasteindia.com.ar
Namaste
because
India.
That is my space because I also give like classes of cooking or of Hindi and I organize also.
Oh, you also teach to cook
yes,
Indian food.
Yes, yes.
Great.
And also I organize
with little spice
trips,
because
trips
us Argentines.
Yeah, no
tolerance.
Because my husband is Argentine
ah,
and my kids also, so no spicy, no. So in namasteindia.com.ar you can find my all activities and I'm there always. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that was Manisha Chauhan in the studios of Rai about Bollywood dance and Indian culture. Thank you very much, Manisha. That was great.
Thank you very much.
The Conversation. A radio space to tune into every Wednesday on Rai. Argentina to the world.
Okay, this way we are also coming to the end of today's edition.